Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You are almost certainly aware that consumer prices are increasing at their fastest levels in at least a decade. Even worse, they are rising at multiples of what the Federal Reserve is claiming is only moderately above 2% annually. If you only listen to the regular media, you won't have a clue as to what is causing this surge in higher consumer prices or the reasons why. Ultimately, higher consumer prices are caused by government inflation of the money supply. When the money supply is rising faster than the increase in production of goods and services, consumers react by bidding up prices. In mid-2019, several months before the onset of the pandemic, the Federal Reserve began a massive program of injecting liquidity into the 24 banks and brokerages that are the primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. In 23 months since, the M2 definition of the money supply has soared almost 40%. In the past 2 years, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet exploded by a whopping 124%. A sensible person would ask, why is government so aggressively inflating the money supply, causing a major increase in consumer prices? The answer to that question is to identify who benefits when the purchasing power of the currency declines. When the purchasing power of currency falls, the largest beneficiaries are those with the greatest debts. Invariably, in each nation around the world, the largest debtors are the national governments. In America, the federal government's debt plus net present value of the unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other programs now total more than $100 trillion. This amount is so massive it can never be repaid in dollars of today's purchasing power. But if the currency value declines sharply over time, such as it has plummeted more than 98% against an ounce of gold since the creation of the Federal Reserve, the government can basically deprive its creditors of their wealth. Over history, every single fiat or paper currency has ultimately collapsed in value. In America, the dollar's failure is getting closer. Are you prepared? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.